Hi, it's Annabelle Mattson, and welcome to the Steep Your Soul podcast, soulful guidance for women who are seeking deeper truth and meaning to their lives. If you're ready to move past what's been holding you back and awaken to your full potential and purpose in life, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It's Annabelle Mattson here. In this episode, we're talking about the power of belief work and how you can use it to change your results and transform your experience in life and in work. So back in my corporate life, many moons ago now, and I worked in a human resources role, and we would often be tossing up between two different candidates. So often it was one candidate who had more experience and one with less. And sometimes we would be drawn back to this unlikely candidate on paper. They had less experience, but there was something extra about them. So if it wasn't their experience or something written on paper, what was it? It was their belief. So it was their belief that they could do the job, that they could add value, and it was their belief in their skills. And what I fundamentally believe is that belief goes before us. It fills the rooms and the spaces that we work in. It's what people feel from us even before we say anything. Our belief in ourselves, it permeates our conversations. It also speaks louder than experience and things that we've got written down on paper. The belief we have in ourselves creates opportunities. It goes out and it draws back to us new jobs, clients, abundance, opportunities. And deep belief is what helps you feel safe and settled in your body as you move beyond the confines of your comfort zone. And that's what I want to talk to you about today in this episode, the power of belief work, how it can help you feel better, how it can create more opportunities for yourself, and how it can change and transform your experience at work. We're also going to be talking about what it looks like in practice, and I'm going to be giving you some beliefs to start working with so you can experience some of these changes too. Before we get into the episode, I want to take a moment to share with you a little bit more about my mastermind program, Elevate, which is open for application and enrollment now. We begin very soon on the 27th of July, and this is a place where you're going to be supported to create your next level of success and reach new heights of your potential, but in a totally new way, in a way that feels lighter on your body, mind, and nervous system. So we're going to be waving goodbye to hustle culture and burning out, and you're going to change the relationship you have with work. So where once work might have felt heavy and hard, it's now going to feel lighter and more enjoyable. And you're going to shift your self-concept, how you see yourself, the perception you have of yourself. You're going to learn how to sit in and radiate out deep belief in yourself and your skills, and to really know without a doubt that you're capable and that you belong in the spaces that you work in. Because when you shift the perception you have of yourself and you start to live more from these expansive beliefs, you change what you attract into your life. New opportunities, more clients for your business, a new job, more responsibility, whatever it might be. There's so much powerful stuff that is drawn into our life when we do this belief work. And I'll be sharing more about that inside the episode. So the Mastermind Elevate, it starts the end of this month, 27th of July. We do 3 powerful months of work together. It includes weekly group coaching with me. So each week we do a mix of me teaching on certain concepts, purely Q&A sessions. We do energy clearing work. You'll really feel supported each week of the 3 months of the program, knowing that you tap into these weekly sessions with me and also our intimate group. So it's just a small group of us. It's a small group of like-minded women. We could all fit around a table if we were together in person, but it's done on Zoom. So there's something really powerful that happens when you join a group, a small space of women who have similar challenges, who speak the same language as you, because you realize you're actually not the only one who has these challenges, and that in and of itself is so transformative. So you also get access to some beautiful bonus programs, my breathwork course, my 4-step process to release emotional stress course. You have daily support at our Facebook group and also access to our private podcast feed. So each of our weekly sessions that we do gets loaded up into our private podcast feed. So you can like tap into the energy of these sessions all throughout your week whenever you need it. I'll also be recording bonus trainings in those throughout the 3 months as well as we move through together. So it's going to be such a fun and powerful and transformative space. I'll leave a link below if you'd like to check it out, and you can apply to the for the program on that link. If you'd like to book a time to chat with me before you apply, I've got 15-minute calls available with me where we can chat about where you're at and whether it's right for you. I'll leave my contact details in the link below as well. So let's get back to the episode. Here's the thing that I know to be true. When we get really busy, it's very easy to just focus on the busy work, doing the work. So when we feel pressured and we've got a lot on our plate, we focus on the doing, getting through our to-do list, attending meetings, getting through the day and then the week. And there's no getting around about the fact that things need to be done, right? We need to get things done, but we can experience what needs to be done in a much lighter way when we focus on our belief and thought work before the busy doing work. So this is about really creating a bit of a discipline within ourselves to step out of the urgency of constantly doing things and doing all the things that need to be done, and actually to focus on the energy that we're radiating out, what we're thinking, the beliefs that we hold about ourselves. Because what we're thinking and our predominant beliefs have such a big impact on what we do, the action that we take, how it feels when we take the action, but also the results we draw back to ourselves as well. And what I really believe is that we can't outwork limited thinking or beliefs, but we'll try to do that. And often this happens quite unconsciously. When we try to outwork limited thinking or beliefs or a lack of belief in ourselves, we end up adopting a style of working that I call working heavy. So working heavy looks like experiencing a lot of pressure and stress in our work days and weeks. It looks like pushing to be seen, to be recognized in what we do. It looks like putting pressure on ourselves to get things right or do them perfectly. It's wanting a boss or a colleague or a client to see us in a certain way. So all of this feels very stressful, and it feels very heavy on our system. And what I always say is when we're experiencing stress, stress is a surface symptom. It's a symptom of something else, and it's normally got to do with a belief or a predominant thought that we're thinking. And what I've found over the years with a lot of this stuff for myself and for my clients is when we're feeling a little bit wobbly in our self-belief, we tend to try to compensate for that with more work, with pushing ourselves harder and pressuring ourselves more. And that's when we end up adopting that working heavy style of work, when our self-belief is being challenged, because it's like there's a gap there. There's a gap in our self-belief that we either recognize consciously or maybe unconsciously. And we try to compensate for that gap by working harder, by pushing ourselves more and more. So I work with a lot of high achieving people who might initially think, I don't not believe in myself. That's not me. I feel confident. You know, look at these things that I've achieved. Look at what I've been able to do. And whilst that's true, it's about bringing awareness to that second layer of thinking. This is where your gold is. So you might not be walking around with a conscious thought of, I'm not enough, or I don't believe in myself, or I feel like what I'm doing is not enough. But it's often sitting at that second layer of thinking. And it's that second layer of thinking that is creating a lot of the pressure and stress that we feel in our work. And this layer of thinking is not so obvious, but how we'll see it is in our actions and how we feel at work. So when we feel pressured at work, when our predominant experience at work is stress, it's more than likely it's got something to do with this. we can trace it back to some kind of limited thought or belief about ourselves that we're trying to make up for by pushing ourselves harder. So a question that I recommend you sit with that will help you a lot with this is, when I feel stressed or pressured at work, what thoughts or beliefs about myself are being activated? That can be a good one to write down. When I feel stressed or pressured at work, what thoughts or beliefs about myself are being activated? Because the stress and discomfort we experience at work on the surface can be about that triggering colleague or that boss that's difficult. But what's really powerful is to actually look under the hood, look beyond that, and ask ourselves, what is their behavior activating in me? And it's usually some variation of not enough. So their behavior is activating some belief or old thought that we have that I'm not experienced enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not smart enough, some variation of that. And the good news is, when we can bring awareness to and start to heal this part of ourselves that doesn't feel like enough, suddenly they no longer trigger us in the way that they did. So their behavior, where it might have felt like really tricky for us and would maybe take us out for the rest of the day or the rest of the week, it now becomes a little bit like water off a duck's back. So before it might have completely ruined your day or ruined your week, but now you only momentarily feel impacted by it and you're able to move on from it more quickly. And that's because their behavior is no longer picking at that wound or that limiting belief that was there. When we do belief work and when we're sitting in expansive, loving, confident beliefs about ourselves, we come into this place of wholeness within ourselves. And so we've got, this analogy is a wee bit gross, but we've got like less sore bits that someone can stick their finger into. We feel more whole, more complete within ourselves. So what other people say or do doesn't sting us. There's nothing for them to pick at. So sometimes you do need to leave a job because of these difficult people, right? Or it could be just that you've outgrown a job, it's become unhealthy for you, or you might need to just simply move on. But when there's a desire to leave, sometimes it's interesting to not take that at face value, because the answer is sometimes not actually to leave. We can actually stay where we are, but shift what some of those difficult people or difficult situations are creating or bringing up in us. So it's like the work sometimes doesn't actually have to change. It's the way we interact with the work that changes. And that makes all of the difference. And this is brought about really by a change in how we see ourselves and our own perception about the value that we're bringing to what we do. So the people who trigger us, who we find most difficult, who are challenging, they're generally bringing to light a part of us that's needing healing and love. And when we can shift that perception of ourselves, when we can stand in deeper belief about ourselves, it allows us to transcend those triggering work situations. So as we said, once we might have found someone really impossible or super stressful to deal with, it doesn't impact us in the same way. So deeper belief just brings this whole new level of ease and enjoyment and lightness to our work days, yet the job can stay the same. So to have a new experience of work, it's not always about changing jobs. Sometimes it is, and if it is, belief work will always help you in a new job, because I think there's always challenges around our belief when we step into something new. But I don't want you to kind of think that to have a new experience of work that you've sort of got to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It is totally possible for you to have a new experience of work, experience it in a lighter way, but stay with you. It's about shifting your own self-concept. It's about shifting the perception you have of yourself and deepening into the belief you have around what you're bringing to the table. So as I said earlier, when we get busy, when there's lots to do, when we come under pressure, we can get sucked into this vortex of action taking, where we're just focusing on do, getting through, making it through the day. And so our focus is solely on the action taking. And when that's our sole focus, without tuning into the frequency of expansive beliefs, it's going to leave us feeling pretty exhausted and worn out. But if we can sit in and radiate our expansive, loving, confident, faith-filled beliefs about ourselves and what we're wanting to call in or create, the energy of that will not only change our results and what we draw back to ourselves, but it's also going to change how we feel while we create those results. So opportunities that you've been seeking, new projects, a new job, more financial abundance, all of that beautiful stuff really begins to flow because it matches this expansive concept that we're now developing about ourselves. So this is the power of belief work. These opportunities come in as a result of this deeper belief that we're radiating out. So I want to give you a bit of an example around this from my own life, something that feels relevant and top of mind. And it's to do with Elevate the Mastermind and what I'm currently sharing and enrolling for at the moment. So maybe around 4 or so years ago, or maybe 5 years ago, I used to run a lot of group coaching programs, and it would feel A, stressful to share them or promote them, and B, challenging for me to run them for a number of reasons. And I would be exhausted by the experience of sharing them and inviting people into them, and running them often felt that way as well. So back then, 4 or 5 years ago, I really wanted my work to feel a lot lighter on my system. So I started to move away from those types of offerings, those group coaching programs. And one-on-one work has always felt that way to me, very light and easy and fun. So I made a shift in my business back then to predominantly focus on my private work. So I still held some group experiences, so some retreats or some little workshops, which were really fun. But primarily, my focus since then has been one-on-one work, which has felt really good, really enjoyable, really light. Then around about 18 months ago, this program, which is now Elevate My Mastermind, it tapped me on the shoulder and it was saying, hello, I'm here and I want you to launch me. Because I was operating from this old belief system, which was this hangover of these experiences from 4 or 5 years ago, every time the energy of the mastermind would like pop into my awareness, I'd be like, oh yes, thank you. You sound great, but you also feel too hard still. So please come back later when you feel easier. And I'm not sure what I was actually waiting for, something from the heavens to drop down to make it feel easier, but it just still felt too hard. But the mastermind persisted. It kept tapping me on the shoulder over the last 18 months. It kept saying, like, launch me, put me out into the world. And then I had my baby girl, Eloise, at the end of last year. And now I don't have the time that I used to be able to run my business in the same way that I used to be able to work with all of the one-on-one clients that I used to work with. I now only work a handful of hours a week because I've got Eloise. So the energy of the mastermind came around again and tapped me on the shoulder again at the beginning of the year, a few months after having her. And now I was really needing to take notice because I was limited in the number of hours that I could work, but I still wanted to do the work that I love and to help people and to continue to grow my business and my impact. So I had to really unpack, okay, this program really wants to be launched. Why does this feel hard to me? What was all the stress about in those years gone by when I launched similar offerings? What is all of this heaviness about for me? And there were some interesting things that came through when I sat with that, and mainly around my belief. So A, it was about whether people would want to join. And B, it was about my belief in myself and the work that was inside the program. Those two were the main things that in those years gone by created heaviness around those other offerings. So that was what was making this feel hard and was actually preventing me in the present day from stepping forward into the mastermind and launching it. So my self-concept, how I see myself, has really shifted since then, since 4 or 5 years ago. and the belief I have in myself has expanded since then. So it was like I was taking this old mindset and that I'd outgrown and applying it to this present day reality. So I went back to my beliefs. I thought to myself, what do I need to be believing about myself and this work for it to feel easier and lighter, for it to feel more fun, and to actually support myself to action this, to launch this? Because the mastermind was not going to go away. It wanted to come out into the world. But underneath sort of all of that other stuff, I actually felt really excited by it, and I knew this was going to be a powerful experience. So I knew that it was a belief thing that I needed to work through. And when you start to poke around at some of these beliefs that are making things feel hard or heavy, it's really interesting what you find. And then you get the ability to make a choice to change your beliefs. And that's the most powerful thing about this, is that we get to decide. We can change the way we think and therefore change our experience of things. So specific beliefs that I've been working with around the mastermind that have really supported me to A, create it, and B, share it and invite people into it, is these are the beliefs I've been working with. I believe deeply in the power of this work. I know that there are people who want to be in this space and want to do this work with me. I want to be in this space and to do this work. The people who join me experience powerful and transformative shifts from this program. It feels fun, light, and enjoyable to both share the mastermind and also to run it. And the mastermind creates so much joy for me and my business. So sitting with these beliefs and working with them has completely shifted my experience. So the belief I have in A, the work, and B, in myself to deliver it means that I want to be in the space, that I want to do it, that I feel excited about it. And also, there's way less pressure. It feels joyful and light and fun. And that having that excitement about it makes it easy for me to share it. So I was waiting for it to be easier, for something outside of me to change in order for me to launch this. And then the penny dropped, like, oh, I'm the one that makes it easier. I make it easier by leaning into the discomfort of doing this new thing and practicing conscious thought and belief work around it and deciding to have a different experience of it. And lo and behold, you end up having a different experience of it. So there's so many things that I could share about how belief work has change my experience of work and change my results, specific things that I've called in, specific opportunities. But I feel like this one is a relevant one because you've probably heard me sharing about the mastermind the last sort of few episodes. And it's kind of fun to hear a bit of a behind the scenes, like how I'm using this work in a present day way to shift and change things for myself. The other thing I would say is that you don't need to sit in total belief or 100% belief in yourself about things in order for them to change. So that's like our perfectionism that starts to creep in around this work. So perfect thinking is not required to get the results that you want. So the other day I had some doubt creep in about the mastermind, and then I returned to my beliefs and I went out for a walk with my wee girl. And I started using those beliefs and I was feeling the energy of them move through my body. I started to really feel my energy field open back up again and I felt completely different. And then that night, a new client reached out to join me in the mastermind. And that's really the power of this work. When we shift our beliefs, we shift our results and the things that we experience. So it's not only shifting about like how we feel about the work, but also the results we create for ourselves in terms of specific opportunities, you know, things you want to call in, a new job, a new opportunity, whatever it might be. That's what belief work can do for you. It changes how you feel and it changes your results. So as I said, we don't need to micromanage every thought that comes into our head. But it is about creating an awareness of how am I thinking about certain things. Because the more expansive our thoughts and beliefs are, the easier work becomes. The more belief we sit in, the less hustle we have to rely on, the more we just tap into the flow of positive experiences and opportunities. So it's about resisting the urge to get caught up in the busy work. it can be really easy to think about, okay, these are all the things I need to do, the demands of your day and your job. But it's about making time for the work that actually matters, which is our belief and thought work. And that's been one of the things that I've focused on, like the most promoting the mastermind, is it's less about the action that I take and so much more about the beliefs that I'm holding about this experience and what I'm thinking predominantly about it. That I know is going to be the thing that impacts my results more than any action that I take. So consciously choosing to work with and integrate new beliefs that are going to expand your energy, that are going to make you feel good, they're going to help you hold work more lightly and sit in this beautiful, deep belief about yourself and what you're wanting to create. This is the most important work, more than doing that you can do. So what does it look like? Well, maybe for you, it's about making some time first thing in the morning before you go to work to sit with a certain collection of beliefs that feel really important and relevant for you. Maybe you want to write them in a journal or record them, record yourself speaking them and listen to them on your way to your job or when you're out commuting or walking or exercising. If you want to do a much deeper dive into this, come into the mastermind, join me inside the Mastermind Elevate. We do a deep dive into all things belief work related. And it's also about noticing when you see some of those working heavy tendencies coming in. So when you notice yourself feeling pushed and pressured and stressed, it's about getting curious. This stress can always be traced back to a belief of some kind. So what old belief is being activated for me right now? Oh, it's that old one about me not being enough, or that old one about there not being enough. Okay, let me take some time in my lunch break or on my way home or at the end of the day. Let me create some time to bring awareness to that old belief, to care for it, to love for it, and then to consciously shift it, to start to sit in a belief that serves you so much better. I want to leave you also with some beliefs that you can use that may be really helpful for you at work. And then you can also use these as inspiration. So you could shift and change them based on sort of what you're working on. So here are some beliefs that can be really powerful to work with. I believe in myself. I believe in myself and my ability to be successful. My work and my perspective is in demand. People seek me out for my expertise. I am more than enough for the work that I do. I know I'm good at what I do and people feel this too. The belief I have in myself radiates out of me, creating more and more positive opportunities for me. All that I have right now is all that I need for the role I'm here to do. I know enough right now. I am enough. The opportunities I'm seeking find me. I am open. I am ready. We could go on and say heaps more, but I hope that these give you some inspiration and some beliefs that you can start working with in your own life. And if you'd love more of this, as I've been saying, come and join me inside Elevate the Mastermind. We begin at the end of this month. Applications are closing soon. The link for the program details are below in the description. There's also a podcast episode where I'm talking about the Mastermind. This would be a great fit for you if you're climbing the corporate ladder and you're experiencing a lot of pressure in that way and you want to learn how to do this in a way that feels easier on your mind and body. This would be great for you if you're in business and you want to work with more clients, make more money, and know that inner work is really the key to unlocking this level of success that you seek. Maybe you're in a leadership role or you're about to step into a leadership role. You want to show up for your people in a more expansive, confident way. Really, this mastermind is for women who want to grow and expand, who want to reach new levels of their potential, who want to call in new opportunities and results from this place of believing deeply in themselves and their gifts. So if you want to really feel and know that you're capable and that you belong in the spaces that you work in, if you want to wave goodbye to hustle culture and burning yourself out with work and create the goals that you desire from a much more calm and settled nervous system state, then this program would be a perfect fit for you. If you want to make a time to have a chat with me, I have 15-minute complimentary calls where we can chat through the program and whether it's right for you. You're welcome to reach out to me to book one of those. All of the details about the program are in the link below. And also check out the other episode that I recorded prior to this one, because it's kind of like a sister episode and it would work in well with what we've discussed in this one. It's called Navigating Your Stress Responses at Work. So have a listen to that one as well if you haven't already. In this episode, and that one that I've just referenced, is also a bit of a preview to corporate workshops and presentations that I run. So I work with organizations around the country in this way. So if you're interested in having me come to speak to your people, then these two episodes will give you a bit of a preview into some of the stuff that we can talk about and the things that I can be sharing in those. So I'll leave a link to my contact information below and you can get in touch if you want to have a chat to me about that as well. So I hope this was useful. As always, if you know someone who would get some value and some benefit from what we've discussed, please do share this with them. And I will chat to you in another episode.